Good evening, everyone, and welcome
to another issue
of The Summoner. I am your host and writer, Walter Pierce. My website is galleryofthemind.com. Please check it out if you have the time. Also, if you want to contact me, my email address is webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. Again, that's webmaster@galleryofthemind.com. All right, on with the show.
This is the story of a group called the Warriors. They are blessed by the ancestors. The ancestors' light shines through them as a power of light. The light, the shine, can be varied a bit, which slightly changes the power. The Warriors use their power to protect their people on the planet Artonia in the Yellow Realm. Their tales are spellbinding adventures just beyond the reach of even imagination. Among these warriors is one even more unique. He is unique because he is half human. He is called the Summoner, and these are his tales.
Issue 41, Room 1170. Barrier is a warrior. He shines a power of light. His shine allows him to create hardened light around himself. The strength of the shield depends on the color of the light. Barrier can shine several colors. Right now, he is not shining. He is just following the map that he printed out. It will lead him to his friend Carol. Carol saved his life. Suddenly, he starts to hear a strange sound. Strange screeches all around. Barrier sees what appears to be a large bird. It is hard to see exactly what it was through the flickering lights. The light makes the bird seemingly disappear and reappear rhythmically. It is easy to hear the sound from the large shadow it casts. The sound is so frightening. Barrier starts to run. He runs to the door of his destination. When the door opens, he sees Carol. She is sprawled on the floor. So he again runs. He runs over to Carol. Barrier picks her up off the floor and carries her over to a chair. Suddenly, the woman begins to mumble. What she is saying is unintelligible. Is the evil language.
Wanzaikara Someikara Someikara.
Carol, what are you saying? What are you saying?
An unseen voice begins repeating the words that Carol is saying. The two voices join in a kind of vibration that fills the room. The sound is getting louder and louder. The pauses almost seem to be in sync with the flickering lights. Barrier looks up as shadows of birds trace circles around him. They begin to cry. The noise and vibration that they make seems to join with the unseen voice and the voice of Carol. The door opens, and there is a bird standing there. Suddenly, the bird points at seemingly nothing and lets out a commanding sounding set of squawks.
What is going on here?
The bird's attention turns to Barrier. It makes another series of sounds that are unintelligible to Barrier. Then all of the sounds just stop. Barrier feels that the bird has commanded it to do so. Everyone seems to be staring at Barrier. Then a hologram of a woman appears. The woman is Eblin.
Are you a computer?
I'm a person.
You're obviously a hologram.
I was stolen from the past and placed here. Now how is it that a warrior remains here?
I was brought from a different reality and thrust into the past of this reality.
Different reality? Are you lying to me?
Time travel and then being stored in a computer. Are you lying to me? Who kidnapped you, and why did they put you in the computer?
Because I was a mistress of nature here. The elements were in harmony with me, and I knew of the creatures of this planet. Dr. Ibrahim wanted my knowledge, so he went back in time, captured me, and brought me here.
Time travel. Time travel does not exist where I come from anymore. All knowledge of it was wiped out in the Great War.
That is mostly the case here too. Wait. You said that you were thrust into the past. So time travel does exist where you've come from.
No, it no longer exists. I was put here by a child. Well, the child shines, so he will be a warrior.
Carol's eyes fully open, and she begins to listen.
A child able to travel time? Could he place me back to my origin?
Barrier looks down, and his eyes become sad.
He is only a child, and I have lost him on this island.
Do not mind the prattlings of an old woman. My body is long dead. He could not help me anyway.
I was sworn to protect him, and now he is likely dead or even possessed by one of those monsters. I have to get him back.
I now believe you. By the emotion in you, I believe. And I will help you. I will search the facility.
Dagra fades away, and Barrier's eyes show fear.
Trust her. I believe her. She can help. She used the medicine here to help me.
For the first time, Barrier is relaxed enough to give a good look around the room. It appears to be some kind of medical operating room. It has seen better days, but is undoubtedly an operating room.
What is going on here?
The owner of this facility, Dr. Ibrahim, was carrying out some atrocious experiments here. We became aware of what was happening and invaded the island. Dr. Ibrahim put up a bit of a fight, but we overwhelmed him and rescued the captives. And some of the staff here too. The Dark Ones masked and attacked after most of the forces were gone.
I guess he wouldn't be too popular with them either.
Definitely not. He has come up with some of our defenses against the Dark Ones. We just cannot stomach the lies he told us to do the things he did to our people and animals.
What's up with the birds? Those are Valoran, I think.
That's a longer story.
The doctor created creatures. Dagra reappears.
I am sorry to interrupt, but time is of the essence. Barrier, I have searched the facility. And the boy is not here. There are some places that are hard for me to see because of the damage, but I am reasonably sure that he is not here. Then I searched the records. The boy was just outside our facility. He was recorded.
A holographic projection appears. There is a boy. It is Herod. It shows him surrounded and scared.
Herod!
The boy and many of the surrounding Dark Ones disappear.
He's gone!
It appears that he's shown. He used the light to take the Dark Ones away.
Can you tell me where he went?
No. But we need to show you why we believe the time may be short.
The holographic picture seems to move forward at a quick pace. Then it stops, and the Dark Ones reappear.
They reappeared, and he is not with them.
No! No! What could have... Wait, if they appeared again, then that means that he must have sent them here. What else could explain how they got back here? Maybe he escaped. Maybe he escaped by sending them here. It's the only explanation.
I see. But it would not be the only explanation. If there were another warrior with the same ability or some type of mechanical device, then this could also be done.
How can I be sure? How can I know?
We cannot. We can only trust the ancestors.
The ancestors may know. There is room 1170.
I know of it.
My records do show that you have been there.
Never mind. I know of it. I'm going there.
Barrier runs past everyone and out the door.
I'm going to help. He is not thinking.
Kara rises and then falls again.
You are still in need of rest. I will monitor him.
Degra's stare turns to the birds in the room.
It is time. The Dark Ones and the Possessed Ones have broken through. I can no longer hold them. I am releasing the last defenses.
The birds begin to hum. The vibrations rise, and then the birds are gone. Degra's eyes suddenly get big.
Oh my. Kara, I did not anticipate this. It looks like you have no time to rest.
Degra! Degra, no! You said you could get us off this island! I don't even have a weapon!
Kara begins to fumble in the dark, looking for something sharp. The only thing she can come up with is a sheet of metal taken off of a piece of medical equipment.
Okay. Now what? Think, Carol. Think.
As her eyes begin to adjust to the darkness, she sees the life support equipment. In particular, she sees oxygen bottles. Elsewhere, Barrier is running for his life. The red-eyed possessed soldiers are everywhere, but Barrier makes it to room 1170. He is forced to slide open the door, since there is no power.
What am I doing? I am risking my life, hoping to talk to what may or may not have been spirits. Oh, what am I doing?
Looking at the floor, he sees the canisters that Michael knocked over. They are all broken, except for one. Barrier walks over to it. Ah! He is about to pick it up when he is attacked through the dark by one of the possessed. He has run into the room. The punches fly as the two men try to get the better of each other. Barrier is a good fighter, but this soldier is better. Barrier finds himself beaten to the punches many times. The soldier is just too fast. Barrier does have an advantage, though. He is a warrior. He shines a power of light. The light he shines can act as a force field. Barrier uses his advantage. He shines, but his shine is not strong. He cannot shine brightly. He is exhausted, but he still should have the ability to shine. Then he notices eyes in the darkness. A tinge of fear goes through him. Two dark ones are here. They have quietly entered and are enjoying absorbing the energy from the fight. The distracted barrier is hit in the face by a flurry of punches from the soldier. The little light the barrier is shining takes the brunt of the blows, but finally winks out as barrier is knocked backwards, crashing to the floor. Nearly helpless, barrier reaches for the canister and throws it at the soldier. It does not stop him as he moves forward to grab barrier. Barrier again feels fear. It is intensified as he hears the dark one say, "Prepare him for us." And he hears the soldier reply that the darkness must be extended. Desperately, Barrier grabs another canister. He slams it into the soldier's face. Light comes from the canister. The room becomes brighter as light shines. It envelops Barrier.
Hello, Barrier.
I feel the same. The same thing I felt while watching Michael in this room. Are you a warrior?
I was never formally a warrior. I was killed before my time. But I would have shown a light, much like the light that I am.
The Dark Ones and the possessed soldier slink out of the room.
Your light is so peaceful.
My light would have been a calming light.
Do I know you?
I was not born where you're from.
Barrier begins to see pictures in his head of a beautiful little girl of 12. She was happy and carefree. Then she was abducted by Dr. Ibrahim for his adrenaline experiments. Barrier feels the pain inflicted on her daily. Her carefree soul became one that cried out for her parents every day. Her body became twisted and deformed from the experiments. It was racked with pain continuously. Then he feels her just give up and die. Tears flow from Barrier's eyes.
Don't mourn me. Feel the comfort of my light. I cannot stay long.
Barrier!
Carol bursts into the room. She too has been running for her life. The Dark Ones will not follow her into the room.
She has an idea. I will help.
Next time, Going Down.